I would have loved to have come out with a win today, but it was a really good match, and it was a great week for me overall. And I'm just looking forward to the next one now. And congratulations to Belinda. She played a thoroughly solid match.
You won the first set, but then the match turned slightly. Did you just find that she raised her level? What was it that swung the match?
Well, she definitely raised her level, and I dropped mine. And you know, when there's a combination of the two, things can go very quickly. And I'm happy that I was able to put up a fight in that third. And you know, it was only one break of serve there, and she did very well to serve it out.
You had a medical timeout at the end of the second set. I gather you've been feeling under the weather this week. Can you explain why that was and how you were feeling at that point?
Well, you know, my energy levels just got depleted, and I just wanted to check that, nothing too crazy was going to happen. It would have been quite embarrassing if I ended up fainting on court. I've done everything possible this week to keep myself at a good stage, and I'm just, I'm looking forward to for a few days rest and get my energy levels back up a bit, and yeah, looking forward to the next one now.
You said that you've been on antibiotics. Does that make your achievements this week even better, that you've been not necessarily struggling with that, but having to deal with that as well?
To be honest, every player is dealing with something. It's just one of the things that was there this week. But I'm very happy with how I dealt with every situation, that included, I guess. But, I went out there knowing that I can compete and give my best. So, me being a little under the weather this week had no effect on my ability to compete.
You've beaten three top 40 players this week. You pushed another one very close. How do you reflect on the week itself here in Eastbourne?
I'm very happy with just how I was able to come back each day and compete to the best of my ability. Like you said, I played three incredible competitors, and I feel very fortunate that I was able to have done that. And I'm just already very excited after some sleep. I'm already very excited to just have the next opportunity to go out there and do it again.
You've had a couple of good runs as well in Birmingham and Nottingham. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about your game at the moment on grass heading into Wimbledon?
Well, obviously, I've been very fortunate that I've been able to get so many good matches under my belt and so much grass time. So in terms of preparation, I feel very blessed and lucky for that. But next week is a new week, and everyone is very inspired and wants to go to Wimbledon doing their best. And so no match is an easy match, and all I can control is that I go out there and I give my best.
This is your home tournament. You've had some great moments on centre court. How special have the emotions been for you this week?
Oh, well, I mean, it's been wonderful to play in front of such an animated crowd and such a large crowd. I didn't see many empty seats, so I feel very humbled and very fortunate to have had a chance to compete out here, and even more lucky that I got some matches, some wins.
And of course, it's Wimbledon around the corner. Can you just sum up what it's like to be a British player playing at Wimbledon? It's just surely a completely different atmosphere compared to other Grand Slams and other tournaments that you play.
It's only different because of the media attention, to be honest. But in terms of my excitement levels, I look forward to every single tournament I play, and obviously it's wonderful that I don't have to catch a flight. I get to just drive up to Wimbledon, and it's right next door to where I've trained for a long time in Roehampton. So, there's a lot of familiar things, and I'm very much looking forward to it. It's one of the best Grand Slams, and it's just a pleasure to be a part of.
And just very finally, what are your plans for preparations for the next few days? Are you going to stay down here in Eastbourne and practice here, or are you going to go up to Wimbledon as soon as possible?
I'm not too sure yet. I haven't spoken to my coach. What we're doing, but I'm looking forward to a day or two's rest and some good sleep. So that's good.